The Charlotte Gay Podcast.
This week's podcast is all about the Bournemouth Air Festival. Now, some of you who listen to my hot radio show will be aware that I was helping out at Air Festival FM. It was a pop-up radio station that was going on in the town centre purely for the festival. And I was their breakfast journalist. So I was going around having a little chat with everyone during the day, and then stuff was going out the next day on breakfast, which was quite exciting. And it also meant that I got to meet lots and lots of different cool people. We went from the likes of the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy. Yeah, I had some fun. But also, we ended up having little chats with loads of random people, like, for instance, this guy who was into slacklining. And I also had a chat with the RNLI. But I feel a little bit silly after talking to them because they were telling me all about sun safety, and I walked away from the Air Festival with the brightest T-line red nose as you could probably ever imagine. It wasn't a good look. Luckily, it's kind of gone down, hasn't blistered. I don't want to put that image in your mind. But the best people I got to talk to, in my opinion, was the acts from Night Air. Now, Night Air was basically the evening's entertainment that went on after the festival. So I had a chat with some of the bands and that were there. I actually got to meet Blue. Found out that they were possibly the vainest band that I've ever actually met. I mean, of course, this is my opinion, but it was the biggest cringeworthy thing I've ever seen, the way they couldn't resist their mirrors. It ruined some childhood memories, let's just say that. But I didn't get a chance to actually speak to them on the microphone, which is a bit sad. But I did get a chance to speak to Shane Filant. You know, Shane from Westlife. Had a quick chat with him. Also spoke to the boys from The Feeling, and then made the awkward mistake of saying, "Hey, how you feeling?" And then realising, oh, they probably get that all the time, and I didn't even mean to say it like that. But my favourite person who I got to speak to, and I know possibly dreadlocks aren't for everyone, but this man really works, and was, of course, Newton Faulkner. This amazing guitarist, if you've ever seen him live, or even if you've ever just watched him on YouTube, you'll know what an amazing man he is and how cleverly he plays the guitar. Very, very fun to watch as well, and lots of crowd participation. Basically, this podcast is all about my interviews from Night Air, so sit back and relax. It's not a very long one, so don't worry, you're not going to be keeping yourself for too long. But just a little taster of what happened at Night Air. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. If life was like a jigsaw. So I've got Shane here with me. It's the very first time that you've actually ever performed by yourself here in Bournemouth. How did it go tonight?
It was amazing, yeah. It was the first ever gig. You know, obviously I was a bit nervous and excited, I suppose, all on one thing. But it was just, it felt amazing. The crowd gave me a great reception. So I'm just delighted, obviously, to get the first one now done. And can't wait for the next one.
And you were saying it was the first gig that you performed with the boys down here as well. How did it feel being by here by yourself? Was it a bit nerve-wracking being on the stage on your own?
It definitely was. It was a little bit different, you know, but I enjoyed it. The minute, I suppose, the first 10 seconds were in, I was loving it. You know, the crowd were reacting, clapping along. Obviously, you know, some of the songs are new, so they don't know them yet, but, you know, they got a great reaction still. There's some Westlife fans in the house there tonight, you can see for sure, but it's just great to be here. It's great to be doing gigs. It's great to be, you know, just singing. I'm loving it.
And how did it feel having, like, being at the Air Festival as well? Have you ever performed on a beach even before? Is that a first time for you?
I think it is, actually. I think we performed years ago in Brazil on a big beach festival. But, yeah, we haven't done many of the beach stuff. We've done a lot of, like, obviously arenas and race courses and things like that, like summer festivals, but none on a beach. So, yeah, this is probably my first one.
And your new single's out next week, is that true?
It's actually out this week, yeah, it's out this week. So I went number one on iTunes on Sunday, which was amazing. So it's doing really well, you know, so it's a good start, it's a very positive start. So yeah, thanks to the fans, obviously, who bought it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
So I'm down here backstage with The Feeling. How are you guys feeling after just, well, ironically now saying that, after just coming off stage?
A little bit sweaty.
I have to be honest, there is a slight glow to all of you. I don't know if it's the lights here backstage as well.
You blame the lights.
Yeah.
Have you guys been doing many performances this summer?
Absolutely loads. Yeah, we've been really busy actually. Yeah.
Whereabouts have you been this summer then?
All up and down the country. We've done some shows abroad as well, but mostly here in the UK playing festivals, tons of festivals. Yeah, it's been really good.
And how does it compare playing to Bournemouth Beach? I know that you guys probably missed the Night Air activities that were going on where we had the planes and that going over. But how was it playing on... I mean, have you ever played on a beach before?
I think we have played on a couple of beaches before. But we've never played on this beach before. We played at the arena before, but we've never done the beach gig. So it's quite exciting. And I did love all the planes. We got to see the planes this evening. And the planes with the fireworks coming out the back were amazing. Totally stunning. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Is this something, do you think, that maybe you guys might make a point of coming down here in the future, something to see Bournemouth? I mean, what do you think of the town in general? Is this a place you come to very often?
Well, we didn't see much of the town today because we came straight here, but this festival is amazing and none of us have ever been to it before.
We certainly didn't realise it was 4 days long. And it's great. We will definitely come back and just watch planes and things.
We've got a gig here on our tour, so we'll hang around and catch a bit more Bournemouth when we come here for the tour in October.
Here you guys have your album out in October. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a record we made over the last couple of years in our pub. We've got a pub which we turned into a studio, and we locked ourselves away and made a record and did it kind of all ourselves. I mean, we always make our records ourselves, but it was really nice to do it in our own place.
Sounds pretty good idea to make it in a pub, though.
Yeah, I think we felt very at home there. It's out in October, and that's when we tour as well. So out on October the 7th, and the tour follows after that, and we'll be up and down the country, and we'll be back here on the 31st, I think. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm backstage with Newton Faulkner. You've just come off stage. Massive reaction. I swear that's probably the most crowd participation I've seen this weekend so far.
Well, I don't have a band, so I've kind of had to learn to, yeah, to kind of use the crowd as an instrument in themselves.
So only using them. Don't tell them that.
It's fair. No, it's give and take. I sing songs, I make them sing bits of songs.
Well, I thought it was really fun, and I noticed that you managed to get a security guard to be your sort of midway entertainer. What was that all about?
I have absolutely no idea. It was amazing. Because obviously the pink is quite easy to spot, and I just saw it kind of dancing around, and then, I mean, I couldn't look, because I had to look at my fingers, and I was looking at the crowd and doing stuff, and then I had to have, and then the problem was, in the middle of a song, I kind of looked down and saw this, just saw her really going for it on the dance floor and just burst out laughing, which isn't, it's not entirely professional.
I think it's a glory. I love it when people laugh in the middle of songs, and especially, like, I was thinking when I was watching you, I remember when you did your Radio 1 cover of Kate Nash, and with all the sort of improvised lyrics, and just, I love the liveness of those sort of things.
It was, my fingertips are moulded into the shape of a crustacean.
That was exactly it.
And I tried to play with Lego, but I can't. I'm still surprised I didn't get into trouble for that with someone.
Well, I personally loved it. But one thing I noticed, though, like, obviously your playing of guitar style is very unique. And the thing was, I was watching your hands, and it almost looks like, you know, when you get the sort of magical magician's hands. I thought, it looked a bit like that. And I thought, do you not get kind of cramp with the amount of times you're sort of moving it about all the time?
No, it seems all right. And I broke my wrist as well. I've got a massive scar. I've got a huge metal plate and the wrist that does all the work.
Does that mean you have trouble going through airports?
No, it's absolutely fine. I asked Twitter and got so many responses to why it doesn't set off things. It's apparently because it's not an iron-based metal.
Ooh, fact of the day.
And it was a lady that worked security at an airport that told me.
I love stuff like that. Twitter's really useful. And you were saying a minute ago that you've done so many gigs in the last, sort of, was it about 6 days? You've just been travelling around. It's been a bit mental.
It's been completely insane, but really fun. We've been doing in-stores. So you kind of, you go into a record store, you kind of build a stage at the back, set up in a queue, and then it's signing. God knows how many CDs I've signed this week, actually, because I did 2,000 the week before. I did it in one sitting. It took 7.5 hours.
7.5 hours? How did you sustain for that long?
I had, like, BBC iPlayer and things to watch, so I was kind of...
Was there some... What is the sort of guilty pleasure, then, on the old iPlayer?
Actually, I was quite sophisticated. I did some culture shows, and I watched The Jackal.
It does sound very sophisticated. Obviously, today, well, you've played at the Air Festival before, I believe. Just at the end of your set, I think it was a Spitfire that flew over, and then you had, I think it was another jet. Is it a bit distracting, or is it nice having, like, a little bit of also extra entertainment along with the music?
I've always quite like it when things are happening kind of around you. As long as it's not, like, really loud or really distracting. I had some amazing geese at one of the in-stores, actually. One of the in-stores, geese flew, like, literally flew in formation at the perfect point. It was in the teardrop. As the high note came in, it kind of went, oh, geese. It was amazing. And then at the end, loads of people were just going, bat, bat, bat. And I was like, why are you shouting bat? And turned around, and there's a bat, like, sitting on the top of the stage, like, flying around. It was bizarre.
That's really bizarre. Was it also, this shop, if there's geese flying past, I'm taking it we're not talking about some sort of high street shop.
kind of outside the front of the shop in, like, a small little squarey shopping centre thing.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. Well, basically, as you were saying, you've got your new album out. That's why you've been doing all these in-store tours. You're hoping to get it to a good chart tomorrow. I noticed you were sort of gently plugging it to the crowd.
I was very gentle. Yeah, I just wanted to do as well as I can, obviously.
And during the making of it, it was streamed online. Well, how did that idea even come about, to stream the whole process online?
How did it? Well, it started out as quite a small idea. We were just gonna kind of broadcast little bits of it, and the camera wasn't gonna have any audio. It's gonna be on kind of like just a normal website. And then it just grew and grew into being four cameras, 24 hours a day for 5 weeks.
Was it a bit like Big Brother? Did you think, I can't walk in there because people will see me and start tweeting me and be like, what are you doing now?
I just kind of just got on with it. I just kind of really settled into the mentality. And it was hilarious. Like, I'd get up, come down in my dressing gown, and then get loads of stuff on the internet saying, morning, what are you going to be doing today? What tracks are, what is all these doing? It was... yeah, it was amazing.
Now, with those sort of things, did you have any particular people who you noticed, hey, they've been tweeting me a lot, are they watching this 24/7?
There are a lot of people watching it 24 hours a day. A lot of people that kind of worked at home, and people in offices had it on in the background. I got a lot of people into trouble watching it in the office. But there are people, a number of strange things have happened kind of throughout it. But there's actually, there's a whole online community that's been born out of, kind of through it. There's a bunch of people which just, because they were tweeting me every day and were watching it all the time, just slowly started talking to each other.
Yeah.
And now they're all like best mates. It's really nice.
They're all going off for drinks down the pub and everything.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Cool. And what's the name of your next single off the album? Have you got one out now?
There's Losing Ground was the first one we made a video for. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do next. Have to wait and see.
Okay.
Plastic Hearts went down really well today. That does make me lean in that direction.
Yeah. Maybe if you can get people to do crowd participation with it, you could release a live version or something with the crowd participation.
You have to be a very tuneful crowd. Get in trouble.
Brought to you by Tana Elves.